Well, good to have you back here as we get into this week now and lean a little bit into it. My next guest has been in the fight for a long time. She asked me what I'm, you know, fighting against this week. Everything. Because they come at us from every direction. And so she picked her lane and has defended those lanes quite well. Nicole Neely is the Parents Defending Education president and founder. Nicole, good to have you back on the program.
Thank you for having me.
So I heard about this a couple of days ago, and I'm like, how does this make sense? How does any of this stuff make sense we see every day? But a Chinese-owned company to tutor American school kids. It's right there in American classrooms, according to a brand new report. Let's start right there. I can't believe it, Nicole. It's insane, but tell me what you found.
Sure. So last week, obviously, everybody was paying a lot of attention to TikTok, but we realized that there is another program that is closer to home in most of our kids' schools called Tutor.com that is being used by, we identified over 100 school districts across the country. It was purchased a few years ago by a Chinese company called Primavera Holdings that has ties to ByteDance. It actually is the parent company of ByteDance. And so this is a program that our tax dollars are using, have been to put into our schools. And none of us have any idea. It's right there on Tutor.com's homepage at the very bottom that it's owned by Primavera Holdings. But this is something that just seemed to have slipped past the goalies. And thank goodness for Senator Tom Cotton, because he sounded the alarm that this was being used in Department of Defense schools. And that was really the thing that caught our eye.
So it's about information, right? I mean, that's the argument over TikTok right now as to how much information goes to the Chinese Communist Party. A lot of the social media apps, the concern is how much information goes to the Chinese. When you carry your cell phone around that has Chinese components, how much information do they glean? Well, in this case, Nicole, we're giving them information about our children from the time, what, they're in elementary school? They can start building a file on every individual in America from the time they're kids, and therefore they can adapt what they need to teach these kids to make sure they're good, functional little robots. Is that the plan?
That very much seems to be the plan. And let's remember, school districts across the country are collecting vast amounts of data, often in times of violation of federal law. But they're asking kids about politics, if they have weapons at home, as you noted, academic progress. So these districts have access to a huge amount of information. And let's be honest, this data is not being secured by America's best and brightest. And so one app on kids' iPads that are provided by the schools could be turning over a lot of information. And the thing is, no one really understands the scope of this. And so we're just asking all these school districts, all these states, all these state superintendents, can you at least look at this and take this seriously? Last summer, we released a report identifying over 143 school districts, including 20 near military bases, that had Confucius classroom programming with teachers and curriculum provided by the Chinese government. So there is both a proactive effort to win hearts and minds, whitewashing history, forgetting about Tiananmen and Tibet, as well as this backdoor getting access to our kids' data.
Right. And so, all right. So here it says on the website, Tutor.com bills itself as a personal tutor site, quote, dedicated to promoting equity, opportunity, and achievement for all learners that partners with colleges and universities, K through 12 schools and districts, public and state libraries, employee benefit programs, which I have no idea how that would make sense, and the U.S. military to provide 24/7 on-demand tutoring and homework help in more than 250 subjects. They pretty much have us from the time the kids are there in pre-K until the time they're in the United States military, college, everything in between. I mean, this talk about pervasive, Nicole, it's from cradle to grave here, just about.
Yeah, and the Primavera Holdings founder and CEO is a man named Fred Hu. He has multiple ties to the Chinese Communist Party, to the United Front operation. And so, again, a lot of these things that are, these businesses are expanding with the backing of, obviously, Chinese state-owned capital. And this is not being done just for kindness. It's not being done to help American children. There is an ulterior motive. And the big question is, to what end?
I think we know that answer. To scope and to mold the thinking and the thought processes of those that it gets its dirty little hands on. And Primavera, by the way, I just mentioned TikTok. Primavera is associated with TikTok's parent company, ByteDance. So they're in the same, two peas in the same pod, apparently, right?
Right. Yep. The data gathering business.
Yeah. And data gathering on our children. How do we stop it? Great that Tom Cotton's there, but look, the chance of getting any Democrats to support a rejection of this bad policy or this bad association, well, that's not likely. The TikTok bill that was put forward, unfortunately, is not helpful. I don't even think it should be passed because it would really target any social media company for putting out political comments and conversations. So the TikTok bill's garbage, should be dead on arrival. I understand the idea, but we're in this place where it's sticky. There are not easy answers all the time, right? There's a lot of gray area, isn't there?
There is a lot of gray area. So we have, you know, the one place where we can start to make inroads is at the state level. So asking our governors to step up, acknowledge there is a threat, investigate the scope of this because Congress doesn't seem to take this seriously. And then also to have the state superintendents and boards of education say, not in our state, not in our watch, not to our children. But the fact that so many people seem to be asleep at the wheel is something that that's why we're raising the alarm, because if no one else is going to take this seriously, we saw this during COVID, it's going to be the parents who say, you will not use this program on my children. The end.
And I'm just sitting here. There's at least 25 states that have given students complete access to Tutor.com, according to the list I have in my hand. At least 25 states wide open, from Alaska to West Virginia. And some of these other states do it through the Department of Education. So we have a connection here to the Department of Education as well.
Right. And this is not a partisan issue. As you alluded to, these are red states, right? This is not just a blue state, California and New York being stupid issue. This is an everywhere in our backyard, people who we've elected to positions of trust that have just not been paying attention. And we're saying, wake up, do something about it. Get off your butts and do something about this to protect our children.
Right. We have to get something here. So how do we move forward then? How do we get something done? You've got Tom Cotton on your side. Obviously, he gets some attention, but he, like everybody else, has 10 billion things to worry about any given day because they flood the infield, it seems. And where do we go from here, Nicole?
Well, one thing we're starting to do is just ask families, figure out if it's in your district, we'll add it to our list, because then once we know where these things are, then we can really start to approach members of Congress, governors, et cetera, and say, hey, this is in your backyard. This is in your district. This is a you problem. This is an us problem. Because as we know, so many elected officials will take any excuse they have to not act. And so I think this is really the point where we, the people, step up and demand action.
We must. And how can people find out more about what you're doing and the work that you're doing there at Parents Defending Education?
Our website is defendinged.org. So people can come, they can learn about tutor.com, learn about various civil rights issues, and also submit tips about either this or other shenanigans taking place in their backyards.
Nicole Neely, thank you for doing what you do, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it. There you have it. Look. If we just can't sit on the couch. Yeah, they're flooding the infield. They're flooding everything. They're hitting us from every direction. We can't sit on the couch and hope that it goes away because, look, it's not going away. Also not going away is the next medical crisis, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more serious or something less serious. Your family needs to be prepared. The wellness company and its doctors like Peter McCullough and the rest are doing their level best to have you prepared with emergency medical kits, the gold standard out there. Be ready for anything. An assortment of life-saving medicines, things like ivermectin, which I use to cure myself of COVID, the Z-Pak's in there. There's an emergency guidebook giving you 20 pages of explanation on how to use the medications you find in there, antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics, all there on a moment's notice. If it hits the fan, and you know what I'm talking about, if it hits the fan, be ready. Go to twc.health/Gruber. twc.health/Gruber. Do that today and order today. twc.health/Gruber. You'll save 10%, by the way. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement. The thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall.
Oh, no. Turn around. Start paddling.
For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Why are so many Americans taking CBD? Chronic pain, stress, anxiety, depression, and sleepless nights may be the result of an imbalance known as clinical endocannabinoid deficiency. Patriots Relief has the solution. Our premium CBD products are designed to replenish those missing endocannabinoids, restoring internal balance and overall wellness. Don't let deficiencies hold you back. Experience the transformative power of CBD with Patriots Relief. Use promo code Gruber at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.